Welcome to Questions Worth Answering with Pastor John, where we provide you with a question each day to help you grow in your faith. I make it my business to drive my wife's car from time to time. It's part of my regular routine. Why? Well, because I learned my lesson before. When we got married, I made the assumption that my wife was diligent about regular maintenance on her vehicle. I thought she had lived her life without me up until this point. Surely she knows that her car needs regular maintenance. Boy, was I wrong. One day, I decided to take my wife's car to the gas station to fill it up with gas to surprise her. And I got a big surprise when I started on my way to the gas station. Every light that could come on came on in her car. It was like Christmas lighting up in her car. Maintenance lights, gas lights, oil lights, you name it, it lit up. And I thought to myself, how is it that she's driving this car and ignoring all these signs? Then I thought about it. We do the exact same thing. So my question for you today is, are you ignoring the signs? The book of Exodus tells us about someone who was ignoring signs too. And without intervention from one of his relatives, he might very well have burned out. You know, we all celebrate the life of Moses as a great example of leadership and point out his ability to lead God's people through difficult circumstances. But we don't talk much about the fact that Moses, though he was good at leading other people, was lousy at leading himself. Moses had placed an unrealistic burden on himself to make decisions on matters that he should have delegated. And it was wearing him out, but he couldn't see the signs. That is, until someone else saw the signs and pointed them out. Listen to what his father-in-law Jethro says to him in Exodus chapter 18, verses 17 and 18. What you are doing is not good. You and the people with you will certainly wear yourselves out, for the thing is too heavy for you. You are not able to do it alone. Did you hear that? This thing is too heavy for you. Moses needed to hear that. After that, he took a different approach. He appointed other people to hear minor disputes and lighten his load significantly. But it took a diagnosis for him to recognize the signs. And recognizing the signs made him reevaluate his approach and move toward more fruitful work. What about you? Are you ignoring the signs? What kind of lights are coming on in your life? Pray this prayer with me today. Lord, thank you for this reminder to look for signs that I'm overworking myself. Allow me to step back, assess what needs to be fixed, and recapture healthy practice in all areas of my life.